Interview 1, Tammy Purnell. Please say and spell your name.
Tammy Purnell, T-A-M-M-Y, P-E-R-N-E-L-L.
What school does your child attend?
Gentry High School.
Please describe your vision for your child's life 10 years from now.
10 years from now, I would like to see Kyle have completed college plus seminary and pastoring his own church and have owned at least one funeral home.
Do you see your child as a leader? If so, why or why not?
Yes, I see him as a leader, first and foremost, because of his ways in the home, and he's always speaking as an authoritative figure. He's a leader and not a follower.
What gives you hope?
What gives me hope? Just seeing my kids advance in the future and for just knowing that I have instilled something positive into their life and for them to see that I have motivated them in a way to want to do well.
Do you feel your child is respected at school?
Yes, I do.
If you could change one thing about your child's school, what would it be?
The disciplinary issues that that's in at the school. I mean, there's a lot of disciplinary issues that I feel that would make, you know, that school a better school.
Do you support corporal punishment in school?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I feel that that's another way of giving our youth a way of respecting those that have authority over them.
How do you feel African-American young men are perceived?
Well, that can be, well, that's somewhat a difficult. I think that it depends on the person who's actually, you know, who's there perceiving them. But I think that our African-American men, they are great, and they can be great, you know, along with some positive reinforcement.
What advice do you have for African American young men?
Be positive. Be positive role models. Strive to be the best that you can possibly be. Get an education. You know, want to be positive. You know, do positive things. Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to add?
No.
Thank you, ma'am, for your time.
Thank you.